This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Spiritual stubbornness is something that's serious to the Lord. I mean, and this is a scripture that most people don't even know is in the Bible. When you're stubborn about spiritual things and you're stubborn in your relationship with the Lord, you may think it's no big deal, that it doesn't mean anything, but would you just listen to what 1 Samuel 15:23 says, that stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. You may not take it seriously, but the Lord does. Can you imagine saying that stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft? Do you know why we're shocked by that? Have you ever seen people being around a three-year-old and said, oh, isn't he cute? He's so stubborn. Isn't she funny? She's so stubborn, that two-year-old girl. And that's funny as a parent, perhaps, or maybe it's not. One parent said, I disagree with you. It's not funny to me as a parent. But we laugh at stubbornness in life, but it's not funny to the Lord. God's people, the Israelites, were stubborn. And the Bible uses this term, they were stiff-necked, like an oxen that wouldn't move to the right or left. And stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft and rebellion. You can look it up yourself. It's very serious to the Lord. I want to talk about pretending in a powerful way. I'm going to read a story to you, some writing, that I understand part of why this woman lives a life of pretense because of what she's been through. But spiritually, you and I can't do this. Her name is Christy. She's from northeast Indianapolis area. I know pretending isn't good, but it can have the power to get us over some of life's biggest hurdles. I believe in pretending, she says. My 10-year-old son is severely brain damaged, and most likely he doesn't comprehend much of what goes on around him. But I believe in pretending that he does comprehend. I'm not always the best pretender. Some days I can't get past the realness of the blank stare, the limp body, the heavy silence, and the stillness. Other days I'm better and I can talk to him as if we were having a two-way conversation, as if he absorbed my every word. I have been pretending as long as I can remember. After a traumatic event as a child, I pretended that the incident never happened. But because of this, I had to go back as an adult and deal and heal old wounds, which is difficult. The denial may have caused some emotional problems later on, but I believe I made a brave choice as a child. I denied the trauma so that I would still be able to enjoy the rest of my childhood. I understand why she did some of her denial and her pretending. It was a coping mechanism to deal with what she had to deal with, that she doesn't tell us what happened to her. All I'm saying is this: don't pretend in your relationship with God the Father. Why? You can't do it, and neither can I. You're not good enough. You're not good enough actor or actress, and neither am I, to pretend with the Lord. Nobody pulls the wool over his eyes. Nobody deceives him. Nobody scams or cons the Lord. He knows what really goes on in your heart. He knows what goes on in my heart. And that's why the Lord asked the question, which of the two did the will of God? The one who said no first, but ended up doing what the Father asked. And he said to the audience, that's why the tax collectors and the prostitutes are ahead of you, because they originally resisted the message, but eventually they came and said yes. They said yes to the Father. They came home to the Father through the Son.
Well, this message will conclude tomorrow on Cross Hope. From time to time, we remind you that our website, national website, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed or find out more about this ministry we call Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.